Honorable Pascal Lamy, Director General of the WTO, Excellencies, distinguished ministers, Excellencies, distinguished participants, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very pleased to address this third global review of Aid for Trade. And thank you very much for your warm welcome. And taking this opportunity, I'd like to highly commend the leadership of our distinguished colleague, Pascal Lamy, who has been laboriously working to make this world better and more harmoniously developed. And this is a part of his continuing efforts to review all this process of aid for trade. And I'm very pleased to be part of you today. My only regret is that I have to immediately leave this place because I have another meeting with the President of Switzerland, then I have to go back to New York. I hope you will understand. I know that you have been engaging this process very seriously, and as I have seen this all well-structured programs of your meeting today, third global review of this aid for trade, I am very much encouraged, and I wish you all the best. Let me just say a few words on what we are doing together. Last year, world leaders gathered at the MDG summit in New York and supported a concrete action plan to accelerate development and broadly share the growth. We agreed on basic principle. That is, at a time of austerity, we must make sure that resources for development go where they have the greatest effect and can truly help the most vulnerable and the poorest people of our world. Strengthening the global partnership for development, MDG 8, is a key to realizing this promise, and aid for trade is a crucial building block of this global partnership. Aid for trade reflects the international community's commitment to help developing countries participate actively in the world economy and to ensure that these countries can also gain from world growth. In other words, the aid for trade aims to make a deeper integration mutually beneficial, including through strengthening both productive and export capacities of developing countries. I applaud the international community's efforts to mobilize resources categorized as aid for trade. Today, aid for trade accounts for as much as one-third of the official development assistance, ODA. However, all is not well. As we all know, this is a time of economic uncertainty. Budgets are tight, but difficult fiscal conditions are no excuse for letting up our efforts. They underscore the need for collective action. The annual rate of increase for aid for trade has slowed sharply. At the very least, I urge the donor community not to fall short of the present level of aid for trade. Going forward, it is also essential to ensure that the aid for trade does not displace existing development assistance as agreed by all member states in 2005. In addition, making the most of the existing means of market access is vital for making aid for trade work more efficiently. This is even more important given that the Doha Development Agenda has still not delivered despite the decade of intense negotiations. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, and distinguished delegates, Aid for Trade Initiative and this third global review are of immense value. After all, ours is an age of integration and interconnection. No country can solve these problems on its own, and no global challenge can truly be addressed without looking at the other interlinked issues. We need to keep making the connections. That is what we will be doing at the Rio Plus 20 Conference on Sustainable Development next June. As you may remember, I have already reported to the General Assembly January this year that United Nations' top priority for this year and beyond, for coming many years, will have to be on sustainable development. We have been dealing with all these seemingly interconnected issues, but looking all separate issues, but the country, the climate change, food crisis, water scarcities, energy shortages, global health, gender empowerment, all these look separate issues. But if you look at these issues, they are all very closely interconnected. That is why we have to have a broader look and more comprehensive resolution of all these issues. And that is what we are aiming to achieve in Rio Plus 20 Summit meeting next year, June. I hope you will all participate, take the same visions and same commitment as you have been dealing with all other issues, including this aid for trade. Aid for trade for developing world, most poorest countries, I think they should get on board on this process. Without having them on board in our common efforts, we cannot claim that we will be living in a harmoniously balanced and developed world. That is what I'm really going to focus from this year, and particularly as I am re-elected for another 5 years serving and working together with you, I really count on your strong commitment and leadership. That is what you are doing here, between trade and development issues. You are transcending artificial divides. There is no artificial divide if you look at all these issues. Therefore, one solution of these issues will mean a solution for all. If we address this climate change properly, I think we can be much better to address all other remaining issues, including this aid for trade issues. You are highlighting how trade can best deliver development objectives, including the MDGs. I am pleased that global development agencies are sharing their on-the-ground expertise, case studies, and analysis with the WTO and OECD. This joint cooperation not only demonstrates what works on the ground, but that there is much more we can do together. Let me point two specific areas. First, by paying attention to the unique needs of the least developed countries to make sure gains on the ground are sustained, it is crucial that they are shared equitably and that LDCs are not left behind. Capacity development and creating a fair and level playing field are two sides of the same coin. As we move forward, let us draw from the recently adopted Istanbul Program of Action for LDCs. Second, we must fully utilize the potential of aid for trade to advance food and nutrition security. The recent decision by the G20 to remove export restrictions on food purchased for humanitarian aid is a welcome step, first step. A level playing field will contribute immensely to food nutrition security, especially for the world's poorest and most vulnerable people. In all our efforts, let us remember that meeting our development goals is ultimately about building self-sufficiency and helping people help themselves. It is about tapping into the potential and dynamism of emerging economies and developing countries. It is about generating global economic growth and creating decent jobs. In the Millennium Declaration, member states are pledged to promote a rule-based, open, transparent, and non-discriminatory and equitable multilateral trading system. The United Nations fully supports and efforts of the WTO to conclude the Doha Round, as well as your initiatives to improve aid for trade. These efforts have mobilized resources, improved monitoring and evaluation, supported regional integration, and advanced the aid effectiveness agenda. I would add that later this year, in November, the international community will meet in Busan, Korea, to further enhance aid efforts by seeking a global consensus on strengthening the equality, effectiveness, and coherence of aid. In turn, the conclusions of the Busan Forum will be brought to the United Nations Development Cooperation Forum to fully draw upon the expertise of all international partners. Distinguished representatives, excellencies, I'm confident that we can reinforce the development impact of world trade through an even deeper partnership between the WTO and UN system's premier development agencies. This will generate much-needed additional impetus to our shared development objectives, including the Millennium Development Goals. Enhancing and improving aid for trade can become the cornerstone of this joint work. Once again, I'm proud to be here to emphasize the commitment of the United Nations system to support your work in making aid for trade more meaningful for all member states. Together, let us advance our shared goal of ensuring that international system works best for those who need it most. I believe that all of us, not only the head of agencies, of not only the Secretary General of the United Nations, all of us share same common political and moral responsibility to work for all these poor people and countries, particularly the most vulnerable group of people. At this time, I'm also very much concerned about the impact in the Horn of Africa. I have been raising this issue, awareness of the issue. The 11 million people are being impacted at this time in Ethiopia, Kenya, Djibouti, and Somalia. They're not the alone. We have to support at least 35 million people, refugees. And these numbers are being added and increased because of the situations that happen in North Africa. And we have to support at least more than 100 million people daily, all these people. So there's a huge challenges for the United Nations. That can be overcome only with your strong commitment and leadership and generous support from particularly donor countries. Let us try our best to make this world better for all, and I count on your leadership and commitment. Thank you very much. Thank you.